Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line, hold up the line, hold up the line, oh ye heaven bound soldiers, hold up the line,
everybody,
hold up the line, let the light shine around the world.
Margie Jubilee, and I am your host for Love, Light, and Positivity.
You know, I wanted to tell you all something. Every time I hear my theme song, Holding Up the Light, I get this rush of energy that I know is from God, because it always uplifts me to know that I am responsible for holding up the light, not just holding up the light, but for being the light. And so are you. Now, I want to once again to remind you that you have just landed in love. And for you to remember that you were created in love, by love, for love, to be love. There's love above you, love below you, and most of all, there is love in your Christed heart. In your Christed heart, all of us, no matter where we are on Mother Earth, no matter what race, color, or creed, we are connected. We are connected. We are one. If I was to injure you, your blood, or I was injured, your blood, you would bleed the same blood, because God put all of that in us. We bleed, and we hurt. And so it really means a lot to remember that you are one with everyone, no matter what race, no matter what creed. We are connected, beloved. We are connected. We are one. And what connects us? What connects us, you say, is our breath. Is our breath. And I've been telling you this ever since I've been on air now for over a year, is about the breath. And as you have seen, it's what is playing out in the external world. And I say world, not Mother Earth. I say the world, because it's the world that has been created by humans that have gotten misdirected. That breath is so important. We see how that plays out. So now what I would like to invite you to do is calm down where you are. Sit down where you are and be with yourself. If you're riding in your car, pull over. If you're where you're in your office, put your earplugs in, okay? But listen, we're connected by the breath, and it's so important to remember that. So let's take a breath together. So breathe in and a long exhale out. And as you exhale out, exhale out gratitude to the one that gave you the breath. And inhale again, taking in all the love that you are made in. Inhale and exhale. What I would like for you to do is now gently close your eyes and place one of your hands on your heart. Concentrate in breathing deeply and evenly while you allow the tension and whatever else flow through your body to let go of that. And if your mind starts to wander, simply return your focus to your breath. That is the centering point. And what I would like for you to say out loud, if you can, if not, repeat it in your mind. Mother, Father, God, please show me anything that separates me from thee. Separates me from thee. Utter those words to yourself and allow them to go in your heart. And then you'll get an answer. So open yourself up to awarenesses. New awarenesses that will come from your heart, and ask that it be healed. Ask that it be healed in the darling name of Jesus, we pray. Anything that separates you from God, any fear that you might have, any anxiety that you might have, any people that you need to forgive, anything that separates you from the spirit of love. Now feel the energy of unconditional love that's flowing between us. Because we are one. And from a holy, sanctified place, we hear what I say? From a sanctified place and from an overflowing heart, send out gratitude and love. Gratitude and love to everyone around the globe. Send it out to Pennsylvania Avenue. Send it out to wherever you are and whatever people that come to your mind. Send out love. Send it out to all God's creation and affirm to yourself that you are eternally and joyfully connected to God. I say that again. I am eternally and joyfully connected to God. And my life is woven like a tapestry from God all the time. I am a tapestry of love, and I shine my light. You're not just holding up the light, but you're shining your light. And that's what we are about. Remembering that the big G, the God of this universe, has our backs, and that you are awakened to your true identity, and that you are awakened to the gift that your breath is. My mother used to always, she woke up in the morning, she would always declare, thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. Thank you for watching over me through the night. Thank you for giving me a mind that was still together. And most of all, she would say, God, because it could have been the other way. And we know this, and so we affirm, and we know that it's a good day to be alive. Let's breathe again together. Let's breathe in and exhale out. Once again, inhale and exhale out. Now, let's turn the page. I am so elated today because the guest that we have for you today, I have to tell y'all, she is an amazing being. And not only that, she's an amazing spiritual being. And we have none other than the goddess of soul, Miss Martha High. She's a God woman. She has faith with her. And she shares her musical talents all over the globe. She shines a light through her magnificent voice. Miss High has sang with some of the great. She sang with James Brown. She's played with Maceo. And now she has her own solo career that I am so proud to be affiliated with her. She has lived in Paris, France. She's lived in Spain. All over Europe she's traveled. And one of my favorite songs by Miss High is I Got Something to Shout About. Okay, Miss High, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm good. We're so excited that you said yes when you were asked to be on our show today.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure for me. It's always nice to speak with you, to be in your presence, Yamaja. I'm very happy to be here this morning and to share this conversation that we're going to have with everyone, especially you.
Yeah, and our audience, and we know we've gotten a lot of response, and I know they're excited, but what I wanted to lead off with was ask you, how are you spreading love, light, and positivity in the places that you go? How are you spreading it?
Well, first of all, you know, to share love, you have to love people. And you have to, first you have to love yourself, and then you have to love people. You have to be in the spirit and loving people and wanting to get along. So I spread love by sharing and meeting people, and also especially through my music. And when, you know, my music talks about love, it's about, I feel that my music have messages, you know, that message through my music that people can relate to and feel good about. I feel that my music is happy music because I love music. I want people to feel good when they listen to my music and maybe get something out of it, you know, that will take them through the day or the week or however, you know. But mostly through my music. And then I'm an artist. When I say I'm an artist, I like to paint. And I love to paint with vibrant colors, beautiful sceneries, all different types of things. I love to paint. I don't really call myself a professional artist, but it's a hobby of mine, and that's how I share my love.
Yeah, and Miss High, I'm gonna give a little plug here, okay? Miss High Miss High is a very wonderful artist. We've had a show here at the Black History Museum with her art, and so she's not. I'm gonna toot her horn for her, okay? Because she had on display many beautiful paintings and of people, and the colors, like you say, are very vibrant. And she even donated, Ms. High donated, a piece to the Black History Museum right here in Richmond, Virginia. So when it opens back up, and they are opening, by the way, today here in Richmond, the Black History Museum
wonderful.
Is opening back up today.
And
you can see a piece of art that Ms. High donated, Danny. So you don't toot your horn, Ms. High, I toot it for you, okay?
Well, thank you for that. But yes, I really do have to say that I'm very, very pleased, and it was an honor for me to donate the painting to the museum, to the Richmond Museum, because it was one of my mother's favorite paintings that I did, and she adored it, and I still love it. But I am just very, very pleased and happy that the Richmond Black History Museum accepted my painting.
And that's one thing that I can say about Miss High. She does things from her heart, and you don't find many people living from the center of her heart, from a Christed heart. I mean, we have to say a Christed heart, you know. And that's really good, right? That's what you live from.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I remember the lady at the museum asked me. She said, "So, what kind of artist are you?" And I said, "You know, I don't." That's when I said, "I really don't feel that I'm a professional artist, because I just paint things that I see, that I love. I think it's, you know, if I think that it's a challenge, and you know, I can make it my own. That's what I do." And she said, "Well, I can tell you what kind of painter you are. You're a painter from your heart. You paint from your heart.
Yep.
You paint what you feel and see." And so that's true. And then that also goes for my music too.
Yeah. So when you don't have a heart, your heart gives you passion. You know, for what you do. And I've seen you perform, and I know that you, like you said, your music makes a difference. Now, that question that I want to ask you relative to your music, what have you learned or gained from having been with James Brown for 32 years? I know you were with Maceo for a while, and now you have a solo career. What have you learned? What have you gleaned? What pearls have you gathered from all those experiences?
Well, you know, I will start with Mr. Brown. I was very young when I joined him. I was 18 years old, and I had been in the music business before him with a group called the Jewels, the Four Jewels, starting off with the Four Jewels. And then when one of the young ladies decided to leave, we were called the Jewels. So my professional career started with Mr. Brown, and I learned a lot about music, how to actually entertain. Because, we have a lot of singers, and there are a lot of singers in the world, and I mean some of the best singers, but I think that really knowing what it takes to capture your audience, to keep your audience. And when I say keep your audience, I'm saying, you know, you don't want anyone to walk out on you while you're performing. Oh, that's a terrible feeling. But I think that it's important to know how to perform and how to please your audience. And you're not just there to please yourself. You're there to please the audience. And that's the most important. That's the most important thing that I've learned, you know, how to entertain Mr. Brown. Then joining Maceo Parker for 16 years, I learned as well, you know, great sharing. Also, Mr. Brown shared his love for music, and both of them share their love for music. And if you don't love what you're doing, you don't love your music, you cannot give your audience a good show. So learning experience, and plus I was able to, when I was more free when I got with Maceo Parker to do my own thinking as far as what genre that I wanted to actually be in or just be a part of. But I also learned how to be a part of all genre of music. You know,
what is your favorite genre of music, Ms. High?
Well, you know, that's what I was getting ready to say. I love all types of music. I'm not
Yeah, and I think that if you was to listen to my music, I have five albums out. Five, if I'm not mistaken, maybe six. I'm getting a little old. I can't keep up with them. But you will find that I have touched all genre of music in my album, through my albums and everything. And I enjoy that. I love jazz. I love pop. I love opera, and just all genres of music. I'm not really set on one category.
Well, you're versatile. That's what I hear you say. You have versatility. You have versatility.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
You do it all. And all that you do, you still do it with passion. So and you are now, what is the name of your latest album? Tell the audience, what's the name of your latest album?
My latest album is, the title is Nothing's Going Wrong.
Okay,
and
how can they get it?
And they can go on online. They can go to Amazon or iTunes, Blind Faith Records,
okay.
Spotify. It's on all of the the networks and everything. You can just, you can find it. And I'm very pleased with it. I'm very happy about it. It's it touches a lot of the things that's going on today, in this world, and about reaching out to people and caring about our country, our world. And it's just a wonderful album, and I'm very, very proud of it.
Wonderful. So what is your favorite song, Ms. High? What is your favorite inspirational song?
Well, of course, I'm going to say that my favorite inspirational song is I've Got Something to Shout About. It's
yep,
a song
that's
that I recorded. That's on one of my albums called It's High Time. So, yes, that's a very strong inspirational song to me, because it had to do with my life. It sort of like talked about my life in a nutshell, about how things were going for me on the road and how God blessed me to be able to actually see and know what was going on with my life and how he changed, how he stepped in and changed my life. And that was during the time that Mr. Brown was incarcerated. And I had the chance of, I didn't know what to do when he went into prison. I didn't really want to perform anymore. But then I thought about it, and I said, well, yeah, I want to perform. And then I couldn't really get any work. And I was just a little selfish at the time, knowing that I had some money in my pocket and everything, didn't want to work. And then it came to the point where I had to work. And I was dependent on people to help me find a job and everything, and which that wasn't a good idea, because no one was responsible for me finding work and anything. And I realized I had to do this on my own, and I realized it because I had to pray on this, and I had to figure out what was I doing wrong and everything. And it seemed like something knocked me upside the head and said, no one owes you anything. You have to get out and get it yourself. And
wow.
I'm sorry?
I said, wow, Ms. High, that was a revelation there.
Absolutely. And I fell back on the bed and said, oh, my God, you're right. I do. I have to take control of my own life. I have to be responsible. I have to find my own way. And from that day on, I was so excited to get up in the morning to go and look for a job, and I felt so good about it. And these words came to me, where I wrote this song. And I, the song, it says, I've got something to shout about, talking about praising the Lord. I've got something to shout about, talking about praising the Lord. I've got something to shout about, talking about praising the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, talking about praising the Lord. I woke up early one morning feeling mighty down. I got down on my knees and said, Lord, help me, please. He said, you'll always be there in the time of need. And I know prayer changes things. Just take a look at me. And that's why I've got something to shout about.
Go ahead, Martha. That, you know, I when I tell you this, I'm so glad that you gave our audience around the world a sample of that song, because also, too, as I said in the beginning, I love that song because sometimes we forget to praise God through our dance, you know, because it's something holy about that, you know, it's something holy.
Yes, it is.
And,
you know, I think that every morning when you open your eyes, that's the time that you should say, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning. You know,
yep,
because every day is a blessing. You know,
yeah,
there,
it,
you know,
Yeah, you,
let's
you,
think
and you
about,
know, that,
let's think about
great.
The people that don't wake up, you know, that don't wake up. So when you open your eyes, it's time to say, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. So we're winding down there. So what would you like to say to the audience that listen to you that you haven't said that you would want them to remember about Martha High? What would you like to say? How would you like for them to walk away from this conversation? What else would you like for them to walk away from it with?
I want everyone to know that I feel this way. Black lives matter.
Wonderful.
All lives matter. You know, we have to learn. We have to love one another. You know, regardless, what is the thing about this skin color? You know, why does that bother people about our skin color? We're humans like everyone. Everybody on this earth are humans. You know, act like it. Act like you know who you are and love one another. Stop all of this hating. It's not going to get you anywhere. Hate does not, you know, it's a disease. It's terrible. And I think that everyone needs to learn how to share and how to love one another. Otherwise, you know, this is going to keep on, you know. So
well,
this is what I have
think
to say.
I appreciate you sharing that, and I appreciate you being with us today, because one of the things that we talked about at the beginning of the show is that we all are one, and that ties right
that's
into
right.
what we are here, because we have the same blood in us. We get the breath. We get it from the same one. We've been asleep to all of this stuff. It's time to wake up. Wake up, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
We have to coexist, and we have to coexist like the meditation that I did. It's about love. And if you can't love yourself, you can't love somebody else. And
that's right.
I want to thank you for being with us today. I want to thank you for your words of wisdom. And we affirm and we hold you in the light, because we know you're going out through your music and you are being the light. It's wonderful to have you, and as we say at the end, as we always say at the end of our show, what we're going to ask our audience to do is go out and be the light. And sometimes you have to shine up your light. You have to shine your light. And how do you shine your light? Through prayer, meditation, and giving praise to God every day for the, just being alive. And let's take a breath together. Okay? And we're going to close
it's one more
out.
It's one more thing I'd like to say. Another way to shine is to vote. You must vote. That's I have to say. You must vote. And let's make, as people, we know what the deal is now, and we know that we have to vote. And
wonderful.
Get American straight.
Wonderful. We thank you for sharing it. And it is very, very important that you exercise your right, because people have paid a price for us to have that right. And
absolutely. Absolutely.
So we thank you all for being part of our audience today, and we thank you, Ms. High, again, for go out and shine today and be the light and not the lampshade. We'll see you next time right here on Love, Light, and Positivity.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.